Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, Deference and Agency Jurisdiction Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On May 20th, 2013, the Supreme Court announced its decision in City of Arlington v. FCC. The case considered whether a court should give so-called Chevron deference to a government agency's determination regarding its own jurisdiction. In an opinion delivered by Justice Scalia, the court held by a vote of 6-3, that courts must apply Chevron to an agency's interpretation of a statutory ambiguity regarding its own jurisdiction. Justices Thomas, Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan joined the majority opinion. Justice Breyer filed an opinion concurring in part and in the judgment. Chief Justice Roberts filed a dissenting opinion, which was joined by Justices Kennedy and Alito. To discuss the case, we have Emily Brimmer, who is an attorney advisor to the Administrative Conference of the United States. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. Also, Ms. Brimmer's views are her own and do not necessarily represent the views of the Administrative Conference of the United States or its members. And now, Ms. Brimmer.
The opinions delivered in City of Arlington versus FCC are likely to end up in many an administrative law textbook, for they explore some of the most fundamental and contested issues raised by modern administrative governance. The case put to the test a question that has been hotly debated in administrative law scholarship for years. Does the familiar Chevron framework apply when a court is reviewing an agency's determination regarding the scope of its statutory jurisdiction? The Chevron doctrine was established by the Supreme Court in 1984, and it governs how courts review an agency's interpretation of a statute that it is charged with administrating. Under Chevron, if the statute is unambiguous, both the agency and the courts must follow it as written. But of course, few statutes are unambiguous. The key part of the Chevron doctrine, then, provides that agencies, not courts, have the authority to resolve ambiguities in federal statutes. As long as an agency's interpretation of an ambiguous statute is reasonable, courts must defer to it. This is known as Chevron deference. It is based on the idea that if a statute is ambiguous, Congress has delegated interpretive authority to the agency. A word about the facts in City of Arlington may clarify the issue before the court. The case involves the construction and siting of wireless telephone facilities. To build wireless networks, providers must typically get state or local zoning approval to build towers and other essential facilities. Under the Telecommunications Act of 1996, state and local governments must act on wireless siting applications within a, quote, reasonable period of time. The statute allows wireless providers to seek relief in federal district court when a state or local zoning authority fails to act quickly enough, but it does not further define the statutory standard. When a state or local government violates certain other provisions of the same statute, wireless providers are directed to seek relief not from federal courts, but from the FCC. This division of remedial authority, argued the petitioners in this case, indicates that Congress meant to deprive the FCC of jurisdiction, that is, authority, to interpret the phrase reasonable period of time. In 2008, CTIA, the Wireless Association, filed a petition for declaratory ruling with the FCC, asking the agency to define that phrase anyway. Based on an extensive factual record created through the proceeding, the FCC issued a decision providing default rules for what constitutes a reasonable period of time for wireless siting decisions. But first, the agency determined that its general authority to implement the Telecommunications Act of 1996 included the authority to interpret the relevant provision of the statute. The question before the Supreme Court in City of Arlington was whether the Chevron framework applied to the FCC's decision on this fundamental question. A divided Supreme Court, affirming the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, held that yes, Chevron applies. An agency's authority to interpret ambiguities in its statute thus extends to questions regarding the scope of its own jurisdiction. Justice Scalia wrote the majority in a persuasive opinion joined by Justices Thomas, Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan. Justice Breyer authored his own opinion, concurring in part and concurring in the judgment. Chief Justice Roberts wrote a forceful dissent, in which Justices Kennedy and Alito joined. In my personal view, each of these three decisions contributes overall to a very interesting and important discussion of the place of agencies in government. As a practical matter, the majority opinion reaffirms the Chevron doctrine as it has long been administered by the courts. The decision emphasizes the absence of any clear standard for distinguishing between jurisdictional and non-jurisdictional statutory provisions. With his customary flair, Justice Scalia explains that the distinction between jurisdictional and non-jurisdictional is a judicial creation that should not be reflexively extended to the administrative context. For here, it is merely a, quote, mirage, an empty distraction that, if incorporated into the Chevron framework, would sow confusion and force judges to waste their time with mental acrobatics. No matter how it is framed, said the court, the question a court faces when confronted with an agency's interpretation of a statute it administers is always, simply, whether the agency has stayed within the bounds of its statutory authority. This proposition is the foundation of the Chevron doctrine and the rule against which Congress has legislated for nearly three decades. To change that rule would require Congress to unambiguously establish each agency's authority with respect to each individual provision of federal law. As applied to the many federal agencies and statutes already in place, as Justice Scalia persuasively argues, the result would be utter chaos. Chief Justice Roberts' dissent is a powerful criticism not just of existing doctrine, but also, more broadly, the central role of administrative agencies in the federal government. He begins by candidly acknowledging that his disagreement with the court is fundamental, and proceeds to make a compelling argument that administrative agencies wield too much power. Emphasizing that the framers would not recognize our modern American government as the one the Constitution created, Chief Justice Roberts argues that our law has gone astray. In this context, quote, Chevron is a powerful weapon in an agency's regulatory arsenal and a significant culprit in the expansion of administrative authority beyond constitutional limits. He says that, quote, it would be a bit much to describe the result as the very definition of tyranny, but the danger posed by the growing power of the administrative state cannot be dismissed. It is notable, however, that Chief Justice Roberts offers no standard or test to augment the existing Chevron framework with an antecedent jurisdictional inquiry. In this respect, the dissent appears to acknowledge, if only implicitly, that the concept of jurisdiction is out of place in the administrative context, and that drawing a clear line to guide judges in a jurisdictional inquiry would be difficult. Nonetheless, to the dissent, this case presented the opportunity to rein agencies in, and in doing so, vindicate the constitutional design. If deference to an agency's determination of its own jurisdiction was replaced with a rule designating courts as the ultimate arbiters of the scope of administrative power, that would do much to bring us back towards first principles. This characteristic of the dissent lends much support to Justice Scalia's observation that the ultimate target in this case was Chevron itself. Although Justice Breyer's concurrence takes a more temperate tone than either of the other opinions, his contribution is an important one. By emphasizing the subtle complexities inherent in statutory interpretation, the concurrence highlights the court's existing responsibility to make sure that agencies do not exceed the authority Congress has granted to them. Had the dissenters prevailed, City of Arlington versus FCC would have been a landmark case in administrative law. Instead, it effectively reaffirmed existing doctrine. But the dialogue among the justices is an important one. If there is any doubt about the nature and importance of the Chevron doctrine, this case has dispelled it. It will be interesting to see whether the long-term consequence will be to solidify that doctrine or undermine support for it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.